Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is just me, Moses Stoltzfus, and I'm here to bring the daily inspirations, and I trust that it can be a blessing to you in spite of my weaknesses, in spite of my failures. I'm not a gifted speaker or anything like that. I'm just a person who loves to share the Word of God and loves to, I have a calling, and that is there in Matthew 28, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." And I believe that's for me, and I believe that's for you. And so that's why I am blessed. That's why I am, that's why I want to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, we could go back in the beginning. We could go back in, since this is the beginning of the year, we could go back in the book of Genesis, and we could look at creation. And I'm not sure that I'm going to quote much out of Genesis there, but I would like to just go into Genesis 1 here. It says, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. The earth was without form, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day." Now, we could make a message out of the first, out of the book of Genesis here, the first week that went after God created heaven and earth and all that. You know, there could be definitely a lot said about that. But that's not what I have chosen for today. What I have chosen for today is, or for this week, is reflections. And if this is the, if you have not listened to messages 1 and 2 of this year, 1, 2, and 3, then I would encourage you to go back and listen to January 1st, January 2nd, and January 3rd. Because it kind of builds upon each other. God saw fit to afflict me with a paralyzing stroke on July the 10th of 2016. And that's what I'm thinking. My message this week is reflections and goals. Reflections over the past year. What have we done for God? And what are we going to do for God this year? And so, yeah, I'd just like to challenge you with those words. And, you know, God does everything good, well. And in January of 2016, I had no idea that, you know, I would be paralyzed on July the 10th and 11th. You know, I had no idea that God has that in store for me. I was a healthy young man, or I thought I was young, 69 years old, young man, yeah. But now, you know, I feel like an old man. I can walk with a cane. I can, you know, I feel much older. But even so, I want to be faithful with what God has given me, and I don't want to complain at all. I just, you know, God is good, and whatever he brings our way, he does it for our good. And so that's what I'd just like to challenge you with this morning is God is faithful. God is good. God is an awesome God. And if we just allow him to do the work in our lives that he wants to do to perfect us, to make us more like him, so that we can reflect his beauty. Somebody's knocking at the door. I'm not sure what to do about that. So, I guess I'll finish. I'll just close quickly here, and we'll pick up again tomorrow. God bless you.